It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, our guest says we can all be leaders even if we're not in a position of authority, and we want to hear about great leadership in your community or workplace. First, Tony Evers is now officially the governor of Wisconsin after being sworn in earlier today. He defeated then-Governor Scott Walker in November by a little more than a percentage point. While Walker had the benefit of a GOP-controlled legislature for pretty much his entire 8 years in office, Evers begins his tenure with divided government, with Republican majorities in the Assembly and the Senate. In his inauguration address, Evers says he's spent the past year talking with state residents about education funding, healthcare affordability, and other issues. But before those problems can be solved, he said, we need to come together.
We've become paralyzed by polarity, and we become content with division. We become indifferent to resentment and governing by retribution. We've gotten away from who we are and the values that make Wisconsin great, not Republican or Democratic values, but our Wisconsin values. Values like how about this? Kindness and respect. Empathy and compassion. And integrity and civility.
You can join the conversation now. How are you feeling on this day of transition? Call 800-642-1234. What areas do you think, do you hope Governor Evers and Republican lawmakers can work together on? Are there issues that you want your side to hold firm on and not compromise? What are your expectations for the next 2 years? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Sean Johnson is WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
So set the scene for those of us who weren't at the inauguration, didn't watch or listen along. No surprises there, I'm guessing.
No surprises. I mean, you had a Capitol rotunda that was packed, mostly with supporters of Governor, now Governor Tony Evers, Attorney General Josh Call, other constitutional officers who were sworn in today. I mean, it was largely a Democratic crowd, not exclusively. But, you know, when Democrats were introduced at this thing, they got a raucous applause from the crowd, including people who weren't being inaugurated today. You know, one office holder that comes to mind, Justice Shirley Abrahamson. She's not a Democrat, but she is supported by Democrats, viewed as one of the liberal members of the court. Got a very loud round of applause when her name was announced. She's going to be stepping down from the Supreme Court at the end of her term and has held it for many decades. So that's kind of the atmosphere that you had there. It was a celebration, not exclusively for Democrats, but a big day for them.
How would you describe the theme of Tony Evers' speech? We heard that clip with some civility talk there. Was that a big message for him?
Very much. I mean, it was the same kind of message that you've heard from Evers during his campaign, since he won election. You know, this idea that we're bigger than just, you know, two parties, that we're sent to the Capitol to represent everybody, and that we need to break this kind of hold of the two-party system and work together. I mean, that was, he didn't hide that this was going to be his theme. He's been talking about it. He talks about it all the time. That was the theme of his speech today.
And what kind of spending priorities, what kind of policy issues did he focus on, apart from that general call for cooperation?
You know, he did mention some stuff that he hasn't talked about as much, you know, recently. He regularly talks about the need to spend more on K-12 public schools. I mean, he was the state superintendent of public instruction, elected in 2009 and holding that office until today. So that is his primary issue. That's his priority. And so, yes, he talked about K-12 education there, but he talked about, you know, the need to deal with global warming, for example, in his speech. Talked about student loan debt. He talked about respecting workers. That was a part of his speech that got probably some of the loudest applause of the day, when he talked about, you know, every worker being valuable no matter what the job. So it wasn't entirely the same speech you've heard Tony Evers give time and time again. He did talk about some other Democratic priorities, some priorities for himself.
Sounds like the party's not quite over there, Sean.
Yeah, you're hearing right now the state assembly is actually being sworn in. The state senate was just sworn in. They all get their own ceremonies. They all have to go up and sign this book that's been signed by every member of the state legislature ever. So a different kind of ceremony. Their families are in the chambers with them to, you know, join in the moment. And so the festivities continue here.
Talking to Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief, about Inauguration Day. Governor-elect Tony Evers is now just plain Governor Tony Evers. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, what you want to see Democratic governor, Republican lawmakers cooperate on, where you want your party, if any, to hold firm on issues. Call in at 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Becky is with us in Beloit. Becky, hi.
Hi, I listen to your show a lot, and it's wonderful, but I really hope that going forward with the governor, we can work on both sides and agree that for the future of our children, the global warming is a big issue, and hopefully that can coincide with what the kids are learning in, you know, K-12, because they're talking about that too, so I'm just glad to know it's part of it and hope that we can all agree that that's a priority.
Becky, thanks a lot for the call. Sean, you mentioned that Governor Evers mentioned climate change and the environment in his speech. I want to focus in on one particular environmental issue. Thanks, Becky. Not necessarily directly related to global warming. We saw this report, Sean, on contaminated water in southwestern Wisconsin. Now we've heard a lot about it elsewhere. And we see Robin Voss, Republican Assembly leader, saying, hey, we need a committee, we need to investigate this. Is this something that you think maybe Republican lawmakers, Democratic Governor Evers could cooperate on?
Yeah, I think it's very possible. Actually, you heard Lieutenant Governor Mandel Barnes bring this up today, or not necessarily that specific instance, but the idea of water being something that should be a universal priority for everybody. Mandel Barnes said in his speech that he intends to focus the Lieutenant Governor's office on the core principles of equity and sustainability, said great schools in your neighborhood and clean drinking water in our homes, quote, a person's zip code should not determine their destiny. So it is a topic that made it to today's inaugural speeches by the Evers administration. And I think it is something you could expect to hear from both parties on in the next few months.
And did I see Attorney General call? I got to start cutting off the word elect now when I talk about the new people in government now. The new Attorney General also mentioned using his office for environmental enforcement.
Yeah, and Call was probably the most, I guess you'd say, forceful speech of the day in terms of not just celebrating a time for us to all come together. I mean, he was very clear and actually said that you're going to have different priorities from the Wisconsin Department of Justice. And he talked about the need for universal background checks. That got big applause. He was the constitutional officer that referred to the recently completed lame duck session of the legislature that restricted the powers of the Attorney General and the governor. He was the one who spoke of that and spoke of it critically. So Call had a little bit more of an edge to his speech than did Evers, who was more, had more of a theme of let's get along and let's work together as two parties.
Let's bring on another caller now. Dan is with us in Franksville. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, I was involved with a little bit too much global politics, and I really don't know nothing about Mr. Evers at all, absolutely zero. But the governor before Walker, I can't recall his name, he used to be Attorney General, he promised to come on this radio show at least once or twice a month because the power is with the people, and besides that, we're his boss. And we have something special here in this state, more than any other state, and that's this radio station. And if he wants to retain his power or want to do things, he shouldn't be afraid to come on here and talk to either right or left people. I'm not in the labels on right or left. But,
I gotcha, Dan. I'll jump in. I can't take a policy position, but I am generally favorable to any elected official who, comes on. And when we call them, I love to have them on. Jim Doyle, I don't recall coming on very much, a Democrat, before Scott Walker. Scott Walker came on from time to time. Sean, has Tony Evers given any inclination or any indication of how accessible he'll be?
You know, I think doing a live call-in show is going to be different than talking to reporters after an event, for example. So you'd be in a better position to answer how he would handle that. But I mean, he has done some kind of, it's pretty typical for a governor in Wisconsin to hold an event, press come and cover that, but really they're there to get a few questions in after the event. You've seen a little bit of that from Evers so far. You saw a lot of it from Governor Walker. You did see a bunch of one-on-one interviews from Governor Evers at the beginning of the year to lay out some of his priorities for the coming year. So to be determined on that, I mean, he has given interviews so far. We'll see how that compares to previous governors going forward.
We're talking to WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about the inauguration of Tony Evers as governor. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your thoughts on this day, a big transition in Wisconsin government? Are you hopeful or worried about the state's future? Do you see areas where both parties can work together? What issues do you want your side not to work together with the other side on? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about the inauguration of Tony Evers today as Wisconsin's 46th governor. Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is with us, and you could join in too at 800-642-1234. What's on your mind when it comes to state government on this inauguration day? What do you want to see elected officials get done in 2019 in Wisconsin? Is there an issue where you think a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature can work together on? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. John is with us in Grand Rapids. John, hi.
Hi. This is probably more of a 2020 issue, but and I didn't hear the governor talk about it today, but my biggest issue, and I think one of the biggest issues in this country, is gerrymandering. I got gerrymandered back in 2010 when the Republicans were in control of everything and put in the same Democratic district. And it's just one of those things that, you know, you have 60% of the people voting Democrat for assembly and senators back in 2012 in Wisconsin, but the voters voted in 60% Republican representation. And I'm saying, how does that reflect what the voters voted for? I mean, it's just, and then the way it was all done, there was no transparency. So that's one of my big issues too. Like, don't do this stuff in the middle of the night and quickly so that nobody can get out there and try to keep you from doing it.
John, thanks a lot for the call. Sean, gerrymandering, redistricting, how we do it in Wisconsin, it's on a lot of people's minds these days.
It is. I don't think that Governor Evers talked about that in his remarks today. I mean, he was talking about, you know, he kind of like a passage there of a lot of uplifting, this is what brings us together type, you know, themes in his speech. And I don't remember him bringing up gerrymandering. He has talked about it in the past. And, you know, whether he talks about it or not, he is going to be the governor who signs or vetoes the next map drawn by the legislature after the next census in 2021. So he has a lot of power in this process. He'll be able to, if he, you know, decides that a map drawn by a Republican legislature, should they still be in the majority and drawing the maps in 2021, he'd be able to decide, you know, whether it was unfair, whether it was gerrymandered, and yet he would have that power to veto it. So it's a significant power. Certainly, I think part of the reason you saw national money flow into the race for governor in Wisconsin this time around, because, you know, it's such a significant election and to decide who's going to be governor after the next census rolls around.
John, thanks a lot for the call. We're going out to Steele with us in Appleton. Hi, Steele.
Hey, everybody. It was most inspiring. I watched on Wisconsin public television and started out with a Hispanic group and just beautiful music, and then the young American native that introduced Evers to the stand. It was just incredible in everything that was said.
Steele, thanks a lot for the call. All that plus some polka too, Sean, I understand.
There was, yeah. Evers said, let's get to work tomorrow, let's polka tonight. There was a lot of talk about diversity in this speech. I mean, from the beginning, you know, the school that kicked things off, the music A lot of the speeches touched on the diversity in the crowd, and we have in, you know, among the constitutional officers who were sworn in today, Mandela Barnes, the first African-American lieutenant governor in Wisconsin history. So this was something that was come back to repeatedly. It's something that Tony Evers has said that he's going to emphasize as governor.
Thanks a lot for the call, Steele. We're talking to Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief, looking at today's inauguration and the road ahead, how a Democratic governor, Tony Evers, and a Republican legislature will and or won't work together. Before we go back to our callers, Sean, I want to pick up another issue and forward promote a little. Tomorrow at about 3:45, we're going to have Republican State Assembly Representative Jim Ott on talking about a bill he's co-authoring that would criminalize first offense drunken driving in Wisconsin. He and a couple other Republican lawmakers are on board with this. And Tony Evers said he supports the idea. Is this one thing where we might see some early cooperation there?
Yeah, it's interesting that we already have Republicans and Democrats, and not just any Republicans and Democrats, but kind of the key Republicans on this issue in the legislature and the Democratic governor, all saying that they're either open to this or are going to pursue it. This is an idea that I would say every session of the legislature, when the topic of drinking and driving gets brought up, we are reminded that Wisconsin is the only state where first offense OWI is not a criminal offense. And there's talk about, should we change that every session? And every session I've covered, there's never been a close call where they almost changed it. They always pursue other measures when it comes to drinking and driving. So, I mean, I wouldn't say that just because those people are talking about it, it's going to happen, because we've known about it for a long time and nothing's been done about that for a long time.
We'll hear from Representative Ott again tomorrow on this show at 3:45. Back to your calls now. Dick is with us in Madison. Hi, what'd you want to bring up?
Well, I found it interesting that Voss brings up this interest in these wells now all of a sudden, and you talked about it briefly. I mean, these are the people that decimated the DNR, threw all the scientists out of the DNR, and now we're expected to believe that there's somehow going to be some combination of Gaylord Nelson and Aldo Leopold. You know, I don't buy into it.
Dick, thanks a lot for the call. Sean, do you see prospects for cooperation on environmental issues given very different attitudes from Democrats and Republicans in the state?
I think even if Democrats think that a business-friendly approach here by Republicans is part of the reason that Wisconsin has a problem with drinking water in some parts of the states, I don't know that they're going to say no if Republicans come out and say, let's work on this together. I'd be interested to see what Tony Evers does with the Department of Natural Resources in his first budget, which he could introduce in mid to late February, possibly even early March. He said he wants a little more time to get it put together since it's his first budget. I'll be interested to see what he does with the DNR, which has faced cutbacks with scientists over the years. And, Evers talked about it in the campaign. He wants to emphasize science. I mean, he was a science teacher. We'll see what that means in terms of a DNR under an Evers administration.
I want to touch on a couple more issues before we run out of time, Sean. There's a bit of a kerfuffle. Then-Governor-elect Evers made some headlines last week when he seemed to imply he wouldn't follow some of those new lame duck laws curbing his power. He clarified or said the next day he would honor them but expected legal action on those issues. What came out of all that?
So the first comments were made to Evers or by Evers to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And, I guess all that I know about what happened in that conversation is what I read in the article, where he seemed to suggest that he would be the one being sued, that's how this fight over separation of powers would proceed, would be that not that Tony Evers was bringing the suit, but that he would probably be sued. The next day he came out and said, that does not mean I'm going to break the law. He said he would not break the law. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what to read into that, other than Tony Evers, as a state superintendent, does have some experience being on different ends of these lawsuits as they pertain to executive power. He's kind of seen it from both ways. So I guess the short answer to your question is we still don't know how that lawsuit is going to proceed when it comes to executive powers, if there's going to be one.
And then we've heard from outgoing Governor Walker, who says, hey, I may not be done with this whole politics thing. He might want to run for Senate, maybe to succeed Senator Ron Johnson. If he doesn't run again, he says he won't, or maybe to run for governor again. What's been the response to that?
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. He opened all those doors open to the Associated Press on Friday. Governor Walker, by the way, was one of five now former governors here at the Capitol today for the inauguration. Yeah, the previous governor Walker said that, probably would want a new face. Republicans would want a new face in 2022, but you don't close any doors. He also told the Associated Press that he would be open to running for U.S. Senate if Ron Johnson does not seek a third term. Ron Johnson said he won't do that, so it would require him to voluntarily, leave the Senate. If he did that, you can imagine that a Governor Walker, with all of his name recognition, his network of campaign donors, workers, volunteers, just knowledge of how to run a statewide race, would probably give him a decent head start in a Republican primary for either of those offices.
You got to wonder if there are a bunch of Republicans out there thinking, okay, maybe now that Governor Walker leaves, maybe I'll take my turn now, and maybe not being that excited to hear that he would be sticking around possibly.
No, I got to think if they want to run for one of these offices and they hear that Walker might get involved in the primary, they may push them. They may have to start running now, essentially, because Walker is going to be out there giving speeches, being in the public eye, campaigning without necessarily campaign for office. So if Republicans are going to run for these offices in 4 years, they might have to start sending hints about that sooner rather than later.
And what are you watching for, Sean, as we wrap up in the first month or so of the Evers administration?
I guess whether there's going to be any real tangible signs of the parties working together, and I guess where the parties sort of pick their fights. I mean, is Tony Evers at any point going to kind of dig in and say, I take a more combative tone with the legislature? It sounds like Josh Call might be willing to do that in the attorney general's office. I guess just how that dynamic plays out, we don't really know what it's going to be like now that Tony Evers is governor. It's a new world.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. He talked with us about today's inauguration of Tony Evers as Wisconsin's 46th governor.